Bring your appetite for great food, craft beers, and live music to SeaWorld's Bands, Brew, and Barbecue Festival, presented in partnership with USO Central Florida. Don't miss Smash Mouth on Saturday, February 13th, and Gladys Knight, Sunday, February 14th. Plus, for a limited time, pay for less than a day and come back all year when you get a SeaWorld Fun Card and visit Bands, Brew, and Barbecue by March 6th. Visit SeaWorldOrlando.com. Offer must be redeemed at the park by March 6, 2016. Taxes and service fees may apply. Parking not included.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Adam, and I'm here with Deborah Lacewell, and welcome to Fire Talk Radio. We're on tonight we're here to talk about the Word of God and eternal issues that impact us in our everyday lives. Tonight we're going to be talking about salvation, the Word of God, and the love of God. And so we're going to begin to deal with some scriptures in the Word of God. And Deborah, what are some of the scriptures that you had in mind regarding tonight? What are some scriptures that that you feel speak directly to the issues of the love of God and salvation?
Well, I think John 3:16-17. Would you like me to read it?
Yes.
Okay, John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."
Amen.
And I have another one. Or you want to go ahead? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say Luke 15. Where there's quite a couple of verses in there. Do you want me to read them or just a couple? There's the prodigal son, and then there's the coin, and
that's fine. This is a word. Go ahead and read them.
Okay, it starts off in Luke 15, and it's Luke 15:3, and he spake this parable unto them, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep? If he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons with no need of repentance. And that you could take it back to you. What do you have to think about that?
Well, a couple.
What do you have to say?
First of all, a couple things with the love of God regarding the scriptures you were reading. The first thing that people need to understand is that the love of God was not just for the masses of the world as a whole. It's actually for each one individually. The same way that God loves the entire world is the same way that he loves each individual person. You know, when it talks about he left the 99 to go after the one, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible where Jesus goes out and he gets in the boat and he goes across the Sea of Galilee to reach, and he goes to this guy, and there's this guy that in the Bible he would be considered by many he's basically a guy that no one would dare bother spending any attention on. In our day, he would be a guy in a mental asylum. I mean, picture a guy in a mental asylum to bring it to our day. A guy in a mental asylum wrapped in a straitjacket. You know, they can barely keep him contained. The only way they can keep him contained is by keeping him on sedatives. And when he's not, you know, I mean, if he wasn't wrapped in a straitjacket and on sedatives, he'd probably kill himself or somebody else if allowed to. The only reason he's even allowed to live is because laws do not permit him to be killed. In short, he's considered worthless and a reject of society. So that's basically what this guy is. The guy's alone, he's in caves, and he's so demon-possessed, he breaks his own chains and he just wanders around the tombs just howling. you know, and no one goes near him because he's obviously a reject of society. Jesus travels the Sea of Galilee to get to this one person and, you know, delivers him, and then the guy winds up clothing in his right mind. And then afterwards, Jesus travels back across the sea. So Jesus literally traveled, did this long journey for one guy. And what that means is that in the same way that he left the 99 to go after the one, that means if you were the only person on this earth, Jesus still would have came down in the form of a man, lived and died on a cross just to take your sin, just so that he could be with you individually throughout all of eternity.
That's amazing. Remember? Praise God. Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that's just, if I was the only one in the world, wow. I mean, that makes me speechless, actually, because I'm just like, if I was the only person in the entire world, that he would, you know, he still would have come and he would have died for me. And,
right.
You know, that just, I mean, I literally, it sounds funny, but I am actually literally speechless at that. That his love is like that. I feel like crying.
it's that big.
I literally
and,
feel like crying.
That's good, and it's that big, and I'm praying that, you know, anybody listening to this, you know, will really catch that, and myself included, you know, because we need to hear that more, because it's this love that enables us to love others, and, you know, it's, you know, in the Bible, and I'm going to actually go to the scripture here, this is, one second, I'm pulling up the scripture, just one moment, Ephesians 2:5, it says that, even when we were dead through our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace we've been saved. And it actually gives the reason for that in Ephesians 2:4. And the reason he did it is because God, being rich in mercy for his great love with where he loved us, he did this for no other reason than his great love for us. So we're talking about this guy that was in the tombs and that Jesus went across the sea just to get this one guy. You know, but really, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians that we were, you know, we were living according to the ways of this world. We were led by the forces of this world, rebellious, and, you know, and rebellious and living against God. But yet God, because of his great love for us, so God demonstrated the same love for us that he demonstrated for that guy in the tombs. He's done it for each one of us. And so his love for us, you know, may that be evident in our hearts. That would be the big message for tonight. And one of the biggest scriptures I know that conveys that is in Isaiah, where it says, come, let us reason together, that though your sins may be scarlet, I will make them white as snow. So God, even though if you're not living for Jesus, there is a judgment that hangs over your head, an impending judgment. But God says to you, I want to take that from you. And let us reason together, though your sins may be scarlet, I will make them white as snow. So God, for anybody listening that doesn't know Christ, He wants you to come to him, and he's not here to judge you. He's not here to be angry with you. No one has to condemn you, because the Bible says you don't know you're condemned already. But God's saying, come to me, and I will take that away from you. So if you want to receive Jesus into your heart tonight, you can say this with me with your heart and with your lips out loud and say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me, cleanse me, set me free. Thank you for dying for me and rising again. Help me to live for you and tell others about you, in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer and you meant it, Jesus has come into your heart, and you need to find a solid local church, and you need to get in the Word of God. If you will do those things and commit yourself to Christ, then when you stand before him on that day, you'll stand before him and hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Not depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire. That's God's will for you here on Valentine's Day. God's love is extended towards you, that you might not have to experience eternal death, but can experience eternal life. Deborah?
Yeah, that's powerful. That's I feel the love of God right now, right here in the studio. And I was thinking the other day that the Lord, he said to me, he says, you're priceless. He says, you're priceless because I paid for you with my blood, and that makes you priceless. That makes you a treasure to behold. And one time I was singing that song, You Are the Love of My Life, You Are the Hope That I Cling To, You Mean More to Me Than This Whole World. I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold. I wouldn't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. And you know, when he says, like, you are the love of my life, you are the hope that I cling to, when he was clinging to the cross, we were the hope he clung to. He looked over and through time and space and into now and saw us, and it gave him strength to hold on to that cross. And, you know, you mean more than this world to me. I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold. He, you know, when Satan took him up to the high mountain and said, you know, showed him everything that he could have had and would have given him, Jesus didn't take it. And, you know, if it wouldn't have been a temptation, you know, Jesus could have given in, but he didn't, because, you know, we mean more than the world to him, and he wouldn't trade us for the world or silver or gold. And, you know, because we're his everything, that's how much he loved us. You know, while we were yet sinners, he loved us. You know, Christ died for us. And, I mean, that's love. And just that song, I mean, that just made me, he started singing it back to me, that song. And back to you.
Well, I mean, I remember one day on the road.
Just about 2 minutes, about 2 minutes left to let you know, but back to you.
Okay. Well, just briefly, one day I was in my room and I was feeling pretty not really good about myself that day. And the Lord just spoke to me and says, you know, I consider you worth dying for, you know, and that really just blew my mind. You know, so if you can if you can think of the lowest of the low, if you're driving up the road and you saw some homeless guy that no one would think about, that one man is worth more to God than all the riches of this entire planet. Because the Bible says, what gain is it if a man gains the whole world and loses his own soul? So that means if the Bible says that what gain is it if a man gains the whole world and loses his own soul, then what that means is that you're literally worth more than this, than every bit of wealth on this entire planet. That, I mean, Jesus considers you worth more than his own life. And that's hard to grasp. But you have to understand, God doesn't make bad deals. Jesus would have never died for you if he did not consider you worth it. And so for everyone here, just know this. You are loved, and he died for you, and the love of God is real. And I pray that it gets imparted through this broadcast tonight. I think we got to go here, but we hope you enjoy this, and just listen to this over and over again. If you don't know the love of God, and may the scriptures and the word of God we've declared tonight permeate your heart and your spirit, may you receive Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and know him. Amen.
Yes, yes. And we thank you for tuning in, and the love of God be with you, and that you feel that he wrap us, he envelops you in his arms of love, and that you feel his love like you never have before, and like Adam said, it's imparted to you. And until next time, from Adam and myself, we'll see you again next time. Bye.
And this is my impression of a geographically challenged rock band delivering a commencement speech.
Hello, graduates! Here's a song called Adulthood is Scary, but Progressive is Snapshot. Plug it in and save money for being a safe driver. Let me hear you, Cleveland! I mean, Kansas City! New York?
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
Now you're wearing a stupid hat. Congrats! No, but really, where are we?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.